Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp. And before the Dollars and Cents show gets started here, I just wanted to let you know I'm not doing this alone. I belong to a podcast network for homeschoolers. It's called the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. You can find it at ultimateradioshow.com or at my podcast, dollarsandcentsshow.com. But over there, you're going to find a bunch of podcasts by homeschoolers for homeschoolers to encourage you in your homeschooling. Check out some of the great shows over there at theultimateradioshow.com, or you can find them on iTunes or whatever favorite podcast download service you use. I use one called Downcast on my iPhone, and I listen to podcasts while I take a walk or do the dishes or clean house. It's a great time to get encouragement in homeschooling.
Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp. Welcome to episode number 27 of the Dollars and Cents Show. Today's topic is going to be about brainstorming microbusiness ideas. I was recently asked to talk to about 40 or 50 teenagers from across the United States, Canada, and Mexico at the National Alliance of Christian Home Education Leadership. So these kids came from all over, and I spent the morning with them talking about starting a microbusiness. One of the things we started with was brainstorming. So they took either their skills or their interests, or maybe some words I gave them, formed small groups of about three or four students, and started brainstorming all kinds of micro business ideas. You can find photographs of their brainstorming exercises over at thedollarsandcentsshow.com. Look for this episode number 27 so you can see as well as hear what they did. Well, before the kids started their brainstorming exercise, I had encouraged them to write down some of their skills, talents, and interests. And Matthew, who's a 13-year-old from Hawaii, has an interest and skill in public speaking. So he took that and he brainstormed some microbusiness ideas that he came up with using his skill and interest in public speaking.
My name is Matthew. I'm 13. I'm from Hawaii.
Fabulous. So, what do you want to talk about? Public speaking?
Yes, I do public speaking. You can do lessons. You can teach public speaking as a club. You can debate with it, which is good for if you're going to be a lawyer or something because you're working against cases. You can also do writing because my speech teacher, he also works for the government, writing speeches for the representatives and everything.
Oh, fabulous.
I know. Cool. There's so many ways because for lessons, there's types of speaking, like apologetics, defending the Christian faith, and expository, what pastors do, and persuasive, which is persuading people to help your case or things like that. So it's very useful.
Fabulous. So you guys had a lot of different words to start in your brainstorming here. You brainstormed about food and swimming and violin and cleaning pets. You got a lot of stuff. That's really good. Really good exercise. Thanks, guys. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Well, in the brainstorming exercise, I gave some of the kids words to start doing their brainstorming exercise. And in the next clip, we have four girls, two from Oklahoma and two from Minnesota, who took one of the words I gave them, the word food, and they really ran with it. It was amazing what kind of businesses that they came up with that could just be related to food.
I'm 14, and my name's Sarah, and I'm from Oklahoma.
I'm Abby, and I'm 16, from Oklahoma.
I'm Catherine, and I'm 17, from Minnesota.
I'm Maddie, and I'm 15, from Minnesota.
Okay, and you guys brainstormed about food. Tell me what you came up with.
Well, we came up with, we want food to be healthier, yet cheap, because it's very hard to come by, and the food has to be good in order to sell it, and then you have to sell it, so somebody who's very good at, like, finding people who want to buy it. And then you have to, advertising. And then you have to organize your orders. So when you get organized,
get orders, you got to organize them so you remember who got them.
Yeah, that's called logistics. Very good.
And then you have to finance it. Like, you have to buy your ingredients, buy the equipment to make the food.
Yeah.
So you have to manage your money well.
Fabulous.
And then packaging, to package your food. You want a good design to attract people to your food. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that looks like a really cool company.
And something that's going to make your food, like, be clean and look fresh.
Yeah, very good. And so just from food, you guys named a number of different jobs or occupations, everything from the finance people to the marketing to the design people. Fabulous, good. So you thought a lot more about food and all the businesses related to it. Thank you. It was great. Good job, girls.
Well, next up, we have three teenagers from Canada, Illinois, and Virginia, all across North America, and they took the word piano and started brainstorming about all the different businesses that could be related to just the word piano. Now, some of these would make great micro-businesses for teenagers, but some of them are a little beyond the scope of that, like actually building pianos or selling them. But that's okay. The idea of brainstorming is to understand all the things, potential businesses that could be related to just one word, a simple word like piano. So I hope you're inspired by some of the things they came up with, and I thought they did a great job with their brainstorming exercise. Okay, so we are here with
Caleb.
How old are you, Caleb?
I'm 12.
And you're from?
I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Fabulous.
I'm Hannah, and I'm 17, and I'm from Illinois.
Fabulous.
My name is James Miller, and I'm from Virginia.
Fabulous. And you guys took the word piano and ran with it, didn't you? Tell me a little bit about your brainstorming activity around piano, what you came up with. You have a lot.
So we started with the idea of piano, and so we broke it out into, I think it's six items. And so we said, okay, we can compose pieces, you know, like Mozart. We can teach piano.
Yes.
We can perform piano. We can sell pianos.
Yeah.
Or we can build pianos.
Yeah, fabulous.
And so on each one of those, we have about three to four items that we can take off. So for instance, on teaching, we have to have curriculum, and we also have to have students. So we have a few others, but on performing, you have to have a good memory, and also you need a place to perform. So, and also you need an audience, of course.
Right.
So for selling pianos, you need to be able to move the pianos.
Uh-huh.
Or you need
That's
an outlet to store the pianos and
yes.
also to showcase them.
Yes.
And also for building pianos, you need to have the materials, the factory, and also the way to distribute the pianos. And, so in composing, also you need the ability to you need the inspiration in order to compose a piece, and also you need to have the compositional skills.
That's fabulous. You guys thought of tons of business potential businesses related just to being the word piano.
Every one of those, there's options for business.
Yeah, fabulous. Good job, guys. Good job. Next up, you're going to hear from two young men, Mercer, who's from Canada. He brainstormed all the microbusinesses you can have related to rabbits. Boy, who knew? I learned some stuff. There is a photo of Mercer's brainstorming drawing over at the Dollars and Cents show, and I think you might find it interesting as he discusses it. And then following Mercer is Samuel, who's from Mexico. He's a little older. He's not a teenager, and he's 20. But he has a strong desire to take his interest in fitness and flesh out how it can become a viable business. So he's a little further along than just brainstorming. But I was greatly encouraged how he was trying to see how much bigger the business of fitness can be than just being a personal trainer. So I hope you enjoy what both of the students from north and south of the United States had to say about their microbusiness brainstorming activity.
My name is Mercer from Manitoba. I'm 16, and rabbits are a very good microbusiness. They're very cheap to start up. You can sell them as pets and as meat. The advantage of rabbits is they reproduce quite quickly, as most people know, and you can make lots of them. and people buy them for maybe $3 or $4 a pound for the meat, or $15 for a rabbit.
Yeah, and you have a few other things on the brainstorming here.
Rabbit manure. He thinks we can do rabbit therapy with people. Also, I have manufactured pens in the past for rabbits. So that is a big market as well.
That's fabulous. Lots of business ideas. Samuel, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. So I'm Samuel from Mexico. I'm 20 years old. And I'm looking at maybe starting a fitness instruction part-time. There's a huge market for that.
Yes.
Because everybody wants to get in good shape, but not everybody has not everybody thinks that they have the capability to be self-motivated.
Fabulous.
So they like to hire somebody who doesn't really do anything to motivate them.
Some motivation,
and give them a route to get there.
So what kind of things are related, business ideas related to fitness?
Well, we've got video instruction.
Yeah.
On the web, sell those. Or you can provide those as marketing. Websites, nutrition, food is important. A lot of people like to get into proteins or shakes. You've got different styles of working out, gym or open air workouts.
So you could specialize. Fabulous.
Congratulations.
That's great. Thank you very much. Thanks. It was a good job. Next up, you'll hear from Heidi and Katrina. They're both students, teenagers from Canada, and they took something, again, they were interested in drawing and music, and brainstormed some ideas of micro-businesses that can come from an interest in art or in music. I also have pictures of their brainstorming exercise that you can take a look at as they discuss it. Go head over to dollarsandcentsshow.com, look for this podcast on brainstorming a microbusiness, and you'll see what the girls drew. Okay, give me your name, just your first name, where you're from, how old you are.
My name's Heidi, I am 15, and I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Fabulous, welcome to Cincinnati. Okay, and you guys brainstormed about drawing, so tell me a little bit about what you came up with in your brainstorming about drawing.
Well, the friend over here was good at art, so we came up with drawing, so we figured we could design different posters type things, and then people... custom art, they always want certain things. You can do that to what they like. And advertising, you can always make it better with art. I guess I should put art, not buying.
That's okay.
Teaching, if you're good at it, then you can enable others to become good.
Yep.
And supplies, people always want certain art things.
Yeah.
And artistic.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, you also did another brainstorming exercise around music. Someone else want to talk about that one? Yes. Okay, tell me your name, age, and where you're from.
I'm Katrina. I'm 17, and I'm from Ontario, Canada.
All right. And tell me about your brainstorming about music.
Okay, we started with music, and we thought you could do teaching. Everybody needs to learn music. You could compose songs and sell it. You could sell yourself out for performances, like at weddings or different places.
Yep.
You could DJ,
if
that's what you can do. And other people like custom CDs, we could...
Record them. Those are fabulous. Kids, you get an A+. I'm serious. This is exactly what I wanted you to do. Good job, kids.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Micro Business for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Micro Business for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own micro businesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
After the students had finished their brainstorming exercise, I encouraged them to take one idea and
work up a business plan with it, which can be a little complex, but I cover it in great detail in my book, Starting a Micro Business, also in the workbook, Micro Business for Teens workbook. So the students worked on a couple of different things in writing up their business plan. And here's Samuel, who we heard from earlier. He wants to have a fitness business. He talked about how he's going to be unique, who his customers are, how he wants to measure success, how he's going to reach his customers, and who his competition is. So I think you'll be impressed with how much Samuel had to think through his micro-business startup by creating a very simple business plan. Okay, Samuel, introduce yourself, your first name, age, and your business concept.
Okay, so I'm Samuel. I'm from Mexico, and I'm 20 years old. My business, or my idea for business, is fitness instruction. So, my service is unique because it's designed specifically for people who aren't exercising. It's, you know, a startup program. There's not very many of those out there. Success, just a little extra cash on the side, and hopefully let people, you know, do stuff that they haven't been able to do before.
Fabulous.
It's more of a hobby,
okay,
something on the side,
okay,
than an actual business.
But you can certainly make money at it.
Yes.
Treat it like a business.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Tell me who your customers are and how you're going to reach them.
My customers are going to be people who want to, you know, get in better shape. I'm going to reach them through, you know, flyers. They're very easy to find because they like to go to a gym, and they'll go a couple weeks, and they'll start to be frustrated. And so I can go there, I can see the people who think they need help.
Okay.
And then I can provide that assistance. Minimal advertising, word of mouth, very cheap. Competition-wise, there's other instructors that have much more training than I do.
Okay.
But since they have so much more training, their emphasis is someone who's already at least at an intermediate level.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that makes it.
So your market, you're trying to reach an underserved market, which are the beginning people just getting into fitness.
Right.
Good job. All right. Thank you very much. I wish you great success. Good job. Susanna, who's from Virginia and 20 years old, took something she was already a little bit familiar, and that's tutoring. And she explains how she fleshed out a business plan. She talks about how she's going to measure success, and in particular, how she's going to find customers that she can tutor. And I thought she did a great job with figuring out different ways she can find students that she can tutor. I think you might also be very impressed with how Susanna is going to measure her success.
My name's Susanna, and I'm 20, and I'm from Virginia, but I live in Massachusetts currently.
Ooh. Big difference. Okay, and your micro business you're going to share with us, your business concept is?
Tutoring.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Well, my customers would obviously be parents, but I tutored in college as well, so I can tutor other students. What other questions do you want to just...
Let's talk about what would you tutor specifically? Any subjects?
Math, most specifically, is what I've done, but for younger children, I'm able to tutor them in most all subjects.
Almost all subjects. Okay. Tell me, how are you going to measure success? How do you know when you've reached whatever goal you have?
My goal is that a student, I would preferably want to teach students who have a difficulty in school, having a hard time being able to focus with other classmates and a teacher. I want to be able to work one-on-one with them and show them that they can do this on their own.
That's cool.
So that would be more of my goal, when mm-hmm. a student is able to do a math assignment, homework assignment on their own without me.
That's good. That's kind of a cool goal. Your goal isn't necessarily for yourself, then. It's for your student. That's very service-oriented. And tell me, what's your market? Who are you marketing to, and how are you going to find them?
I would market to students on a college campus as well as parents. I can market within a church. I can market. Care.com is a great website where you can market whether you're a nanny or a tutor. There's lots of other tutoring That's websites cool. that you can join. I would probably mostly work with word of mouth, though. So there's people I have already tutored for, and it's more of a thing that it builds on its own.
Would you design a brochure, website, business card?
I may create some sort of blog, but like I said, for college classes, I'll tutor the students in the class I'm taking.
Fabulous. Thanks. Cool idea. Cool idea.
So after the students had finished the brainstorming and picked an idea to run with and create a business plan, we worked a little bit more on marketing. And in particular, they were asked to come up with a sales presentation and a tagline. Now, one of the students, Joshua, is from Mexico. He was brave enough to get up in front of everybody and give his sales presentation, including his tagline. And it was a lot of fun. I was really pleased to hear how encouraging the kids were of how he had taken a really basic idea and really fleshed it out. So I hope you enjoy hearing Joshua's presentation of his micro business, A Taco Stand.
You wrote in Spanish. Okay, we've got Joshua from Mexico.
Yes.
All right, hey, everybody, let's give Joshua our attention. He's brave enough to come up here in front of you all, so. Give us your sales presentation about your microbusiness.
Okay, I was thinking that I would start a taco stand, and I was thinking I could do that either at a gas station or a busy part in, like, the mercado or something.
Okay.
So I guess I would have this thing. Yes. I'd have Los Tacos de Josue. And
what does that mean?
Joshua's Tacos.
Oh.
but they have a lot of restaurants, Los Tacos de Josefina,
okay,
et
cetera. Okay.
And so my sales thing would be, in English, we have really good tacos and menudo on Saturdays and Fridays.
That's your tagline?
Okay. Because that's a lot of tagline. And I'll say, come on in, because we have really good food.
Okay.
Probably better than anywhere else.
I like it.
And then they'll go in and taste my food, and everybody say, hey, I'll come back.
All right. And then you put a card in their hand so they can give to a friend.
Well,
let's go marketing.
No, we don't have. Well, we don't use cards. Okay.
We don't use cards in Mexico. Okay.
Not really. But
okay.
Yeah, that would work.
Wonderful. All right.
And then everybody would be like, yay, food. Because everybody likes food, and my food will probably be the best.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope you liked hearing the kids' ideas. You heard the excitement in the room. Sorry if it was a little hard to hear at times with the background noise, but that just captures how excited they were to be thinking about starting their own microbusinesses. You can consider having me come and speak to your group of teenagers. We can arrange a Skype visit or in person. Just contact me, Carol Topp, over at Microbusiness for Teens, and brainstorm away. You never know what kind of great ideas you or your teenager might come up with as a great way for them to make money and learn a lot. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.